AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. At least five people are dead, another eight seriously injured after an apartment balcony collapsed early this morning in Berkeley, California. The Irish government says many of the dead and injured are young people from Ireland. Berkeley Police Public Information Officer Jennifer Coates.
It's a multi-story apartment building. Currently, the first floor has retail space, and then the next four levels are apartment buildings. So the balcony is located on the fourth floor.
Coates says many of those who were hurt have life-threatening injuries. She adds investigators don't know yet what caused the balcony to disintegrate. Al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula confirms its leader was killed in a U.S. airstrike last week. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani joins us live on what that impact is of the man's death.
Tim, Nasser al-Wahashi fought alongside Osama bin Laden before creating his own al-Qaeda affiliate, which became the most lethal. His death is the biggest blow to the network since bin Laden himself was killed. But al-Qaeda expert Catherine Zimmerman says the Yemen-based offshoot will remain a big threat to America.
This is a group that is oriented on attacking the United States as part of its broader strategy. That continues.
Still, Zimmerman says the network will suffer by losing its number two leader as it competes with the Islamic State group on the global jihad stage, Tim.
Sagar Meghani joining us live there. Kurdish fighters in Syria have dealt a blow to the Islamic State group, taking full control of a key town along the Turkish border, cutting a vital supply line to the militant self-proclaimed capital city. Houston, other parts of East Texas barely had time to dry out from last month's flooding as Tropical Storm Bill heads towards the Texas coast. Mayor Anise Parker.
The intersections and underpasses that normally flood in a heavy rain event, you should expect to see them flood.
Forecast call for up to a foot of rain from that storm. This is AP Radio News. Hockey fans celebrate and party in Chicago. No Game 7 needed. The Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup in just six with last night's 2-0 shutout of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Blackhawks center Jonathan Toews says it was a special moment when he accepted the trophy for the third time in his career.
I was just trying to make sure I didn't fall. I mean, I was just overcome with emotion and everything. And I just, ran out of energy. And I think everyone felt so nervous and so, overwhelmed, I think, when it was over.
This is the third Stanley Cup victory for Chicago in the past six seasons. Tonight, Golden State Warriors hope to close out Cleveland and LeBron James in six games in the NBA Finals. Warriors have a 3-2 edge in that best-of-seven series as they take on the Cavaliers in Cleveland. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.